This is further evidence that the Justice Department has been turned into a weapon against President Trump. It's further evidence that the Justice Department and the FBI are completely political. Let's talk about the political blowback. So I remember, and I don't remember the congressman, I think it happened, it's not apocryphal. There was a congressman who was named the stupidest member of Congress. And to push back on it, he held a press conference denying he was stupid, which, as many people correctly saw, was further evidence that he was indeed stupid. Now, Joe Biden is accused here of being mentally unwell in terms of having just an awful memory that would protect him from federal prosecution, make him incompetent, practically speaking, for trial. Now, they didn't go that far saying he would be incompetent and be found incompetent, but they thought his memory was so awful that no jury would convict him for crimes that required willfulness. Then he reacted and held this awful press conference last night. I think we have a clip of his initial reaction to these questions about his memory.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's
totally
out. How bad is your memory and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad I let you speak.
Do you feel your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President?
No, look, my memory is not good. My memory is fine.
And then later, he was asked a question or made a statement related to the Middle East. He's decided one of the other scandals this week is he's become completely anti-Israel on behalf of the terrorist supporters in the base of his party, or what he considers to be the base of his voters, that are angry that he's daring to support Israel even moderately. Now he's just completely viciously anti-Israel. But this is how he began talking about the issue.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard, really hard.
So there you have the president, literally minutes after he said he's got a great memory, confuse the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt. And it happens all the time, but it happened at exactly the wrong time during this press conference. And as a result, there's been a firestorm, even among Democrats. And he repeatedly said false things about the special counsel report, and what Trump had done. And that you can look up on your own. But my point is that he was trying to reassure the American people he's on top of things, and he raised questions about whether he should be removed from office involuntarily through the 25th Amendment, or whether he should resign, or whether Democrats, I'm sure now, are talking more brightly and directly about replacing him on the ballot. And, you know, the politics of it, I guess you can't, they kind of intersect with the good government part of the analysis I'm trying to bring to bear here. But when you have a Justice Department special counsel operating on behalf of Merrick Garland conclude his memory warrants him being protected from criminal prosecution, his memory problems, well, why wouldn't the body politic and government institutions wonder whether he can continue to function at all as President of the United States? So it's a crisis now. It's a crisis for Joe Biden, and it's a crisis for America. I mean, I don't cackle about Joe Biden looking awful on the stage last night. It's troubling because our whole country's national security relies in large measure on the strength and competence as projected by the President of the United States. And when the President is weak and ill or seemingly cognitively challenged and confirmed to be cognitively challenged in a Justice Department report that's protecting him for prosecution, how is it that adversaries like Putin, Chairman Xi, or even our friends, because as you know, in the international sphere, sometimes your friends are always trying to get one-up you. What must they have been thinking? And of course, they've probably been thinking this for years. But now it's all out in the open, and our country is being destabilized as a result of these questions, not only about Biden's criminality, but his basic ability to do the job. And this confirms the vicious, nasty, in my view, criminal abuse of power targeting Trump. So, as I said, they had the Clinton-Sockdrawer case. They had the example of the Reagan case, where the presumption was by the Justice Department and the National Archives that records the president had after he leaves office, which also applied to the vice president, because my view is Biden was right on documents he had as vice president. He did have a right to keep them. I mean, that was the policy and practice of the Justice Department. That was their analysis. It's what the law says. It's what a key court has decided. It's the way Reagan was treated. It was the way Clinton was treated. Biden was right. So was Trump. That's the point. They're treating him differently. Now, the problem that Biden has, which I think they tend to gloss over here, is that he had classified records from his days as senator. Now, those protections and prerogatives the president has to keep classified information with him after they leave office, it doesn't apply to Joe Biden, the senator. And that's where he faces a legal liability, where there is no legitimate defense. So what they did to Trump, this is what happened in 2021. They came in and lied to him, and they said to him and his attorneys and his personal representatives, you have documents from when you were president, and they're ours. You're not allowed to have them. You got to turn them back over to the National Archives. And they finally turned over 15 boxes, and they didn't have to turn them over because they had no right to ask for them legally. I guess they could ask, anyone can ask anything, right? But they lied when they said they weren't his. And they need to turn them over. They should have been, they were his. And they told him otherwise. And they used that whole dispute to concoct a raid on his home and a prosecution. They lied to Trump about the nature of the records he had. They said they weren't his, and they knew better. And this is why we got so upset once it became public, because we had been involved in the Clinton case. We knew what they were telling Trump, and the position they were taking was at odds with prior DOJ policy on records in the possession of a former president. So when Biden says, these were mine, and I didn't want to turn them over, whether they were classified or not, because they're mine, he was right. But of course, the Justice Department changed the rules, and it's led to this crisis for Biden, because then it gave the Justice Department, they were forced into having to investigate Biden, even though the whole thing was based on a big falsehood that the records that a president or vice president had after he left office were still the custody, or still government records, and they weren't, or presidential records. They were their personal records. So this ought to be the end, in my view, of the Trump prosecution in Florida. I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, so maybe I shouldn't say that. This is what I think Trump should do. He should demand his records back, an apology, and money for the damages he suffered for the violations of his civil liberties. That's what he should do. Now, legally, what he should do to get that, I guess, is another matter. In this case, he can, I guess, maybe ask for a motion to dismiss based on selective prosecution. I mean, this is Exhibit A, this document, 300 and whatever pages. This is Exhibit A for the Trump defense. If not Biden, then why Trump? If not Biden, then why Trump? Really outrageous. So, you know, I could go on and on about it, but I tell you, this is further evidence that the Justice Department has been turned into a weapon against President Trump. It's further evidence that the Justice Department and the FBI are completely political. Now, I know the left is complaining that this is like the Comey moment, right? That Herr went beyond what he was allowed to do by talking about this, and this is the Comey moment they're referencing.
From the group of 30,000 emails, 110 emails have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
And of course, he went on to just attack Hillary Clinton, right? Saying how derelict in terms of her responsibilities she was in terms of the handling classified information. And they're saying, well, this is, and what the left is now saying and Biden's defenders is that's what her did, something inappropriate by going beyond what he needed to say. And the difference is Comey didn't need to attack Hillary there. And I don't think he should have, really. And people say, Tom Fitton, you're so anti-Hillary. I think Hillary was right in criticizing Comey for the way he handled that. He had no business making comments about her conduct. But Herr had no choice in some ways because of the nature of his job. He was special counsel, and he had to explain to the public why he wasn't bringing charges. As I said earlier, you can't say that someone committed a crime and not explain why you're not prosecuting him, at least in the context of this. And if people don't like this, then get rid of the darn special counsels. I don't know about you, but the Justice Department should not be running our election system and, you know, putting thumbs up or thumbs down on presidential candidates. And in this case, and with the case of Trump, investigating non-crimes and then using said investigation. In this, in the case of Trump, they're trying to put him in jail for non-crimes. And for poor Joe, I know a lot of you are going to say, "Who? Don't say poor Joe." But for poor Joe, he gets investigated for non-crimes, at least with respect to the vice presidential records. And he gets slammed indirectly because of this memory issue. But, you know, this is the mess the left made. The Justice Department changed the rules. And so now Joe Biden got caught up in their own games that they were playing against Trump. The dog reared back and bit the handler, which is the Biden regime. Now, you have to remember, at the time they were harassing Trump, they were hiding all this Biden information, the fact he had these documents. And once it became public, after months and months and months, they had no choice to appoint a special counsel for Biden because they already had been targeting and harassing Trump for a year plus. So really devastating evidence, not only of Justice Department and FBI double standards, but dishonesty by many agencies of government in the targeting of Trump. And then you've got the kind of the current crisis of Biden's questions about his cognitive abilities. What a week. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.